at the sky.
What's it look like in the back?
That's insane.
Wow.
Once you see one, you gotta see another.
From Wyoming Public Media, this is The Modern West. I'm Micah Schweitzer. On August 21st, 2017, a total solar eclipse passed directly over Wyoming. A nearly 70-mile-wide swath of the state was in the path of totality, meaning the entire sun was obscured by the moon. And that meant viewers in the path could take off their safety glasses. The awesome view attracted hundreds of thousands of visitors. For most people, the event was the first and maybe the last time they'll ever see an eclipse. But for some people, seeing an eclipse is almost like an addiction. These people are called eclipse chasers. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard has that story.
Eclipse chasers are sort of like deadheads for the sun. They'll do anything to catch the next show. You can hear their joy in this video from the 2010 solar eclipse in Patagonia.
Whoa! Oh my God! Look! Providence!
This video was taken by David Makepeace, also known as the Eclipse Guy. He was hooked after seeing his first total solar eclipse in Mexico's Baja Peninsula in 1991.
When the shadow of the moon descended upon us and the sky went deep, deep azure blue and the stars and planets came out and I looked up into the sky and the sun was gone and it was replaced with this black disk of the dark side of the moon with the corona blazing all around the outside of it. During those moments, I felt like I'd been transported to an alien planet. I could not believe what I was seeing or what I was feeling.
Makepeace is a film producer. On the side, he runs an eclipse blog and has seen almost every single eclipse for the last 26 years, roughly one every 18 months. He says he saves every nickel and dime to make that happen, and that each trip is worth it.
Antarctica. In 2003, I spent a month on a Russian icebreaker, and I also spent several weeks in the middle of the Sahara Desert in Libya in 2006, and that expedition was really mind-blowing. It was quite challenging to do all that traveling and to spend all these days in 4x4s moving through the desert.
For this eclipse, he's coming to Wyoming.
I've actually always wanted to visit Wyoming for some reason. To me, it's the quintessential U.S. Experience. And it just happened to be that it was also one of the states that has this high likelihood of clear skies.
And he's not the only one. Many eclipse chasers will be flocking to Wyoming for its normally clear weather and open views. Kate Russo will be here too, leading a tour group of 33 international eclipse chasers to Grand Teton National Park. She is a psychologist by trade, but has also published two books about her experiences as a chaser and consults with communities on planning for eclipses. She says, like Makepeace, she felt transformed after witnessing her first eclipse in France in 1999.
This darkness was coming, you know, this creeping darkness. It felt ominous. It felt eerie. The hairs on the back of my neck were standing up as, you know, as the seconds to totality were counting down. I couldn't believe how exciting and exhilarating it was.
Seeing an eclipse was on her bucket list. But after it was over, she didn't want to check a box and be done with it.
And then as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh my God, this is not a once in a lifetime thing. This is something that I'm going to have to do again.
Since then, Russo has seen 10 total solar eclipses. According to Russo and Makepeace, there are fewer than 1,000 hardcore eclipse chasers around the world. They stay in contact through an email list, always talking about past eclipses and the next ones. But as August 21st approaches, there are groups popping up online filled with people eagerly anticipating their first eclipse. Russo says she wouldn't be surprised if, after Monday, there are a ton of people asking themselves when they can see the next one.
And as I say, you know, the eclipse chasing community welcomes every one of you with open arms.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.
During the eclipse, Wyoming nearly doubled its population, bringing thousands of visitors to rural communities that aren't normally the center of attention, like Goshen County, population 13,383. Goshen County isn't used to being a major tourist destination, but more than 100,000 people flocked there to experience the eclipse in the path of totality. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim got a feel for the excitement leading up to the event.
Cooper, climb in the back. Okay.
Cooper's getting in the back? Okay. Hop in. You're first one.
A small plane takes Goshen County Commissioner Wally Walski over the area to see how much traffic is starting to pile up and how busy campsites are.
Normally there wouldn't be anybody out there camping, but there was little pockets here and there. This is brand new for Goshen County. Most of the time people drive through here to go someplace, and right now this is a destination for a lot of people for tomorrow.
It's 8 p.m. now and getting dark. Just down the road in Torrington, a two-day street festival is wrapping up.
I mean, we've got the bouncy houses over there. Well, I guess they're down now. And we have a barbecue grill over there. We have the ice cream truck, which is local.
It's 9:30 and pitch blackout at the Fort Laramie B&B. People are walking with their headlamps through a small field of multicolored tents, likely getting a good night's sleep before the eclipse. Others are looking through a telescope to take advantage of the clear sky.
Lauren Spencer. I'm actually a student at the University of Montana. I'm studying computational physics there, and I'm here with a group from Montana Space Grant Consortium doing some research for the eclipse. So we can see the Milky Way coming up bright above us. This is called the Ring Nebula. Let me focus in just a little bit, and I'm going to have somebody go ahead and step up here and take a look at it.
The next morning, Kathy Tollefson is finishing serving up breakfast. She's the owner of the B&B.
Ordinarily, we have a very quiet little B&B with not too much activity, but you drive in today and there's tents and RVs and campers everywhere. This is an event of a lifetime, and you can feel the energy in the air. You know, it's just like everybody's about 5 feet off the ground just waiting for this event.
44 students and staff are running around the B&B. They're with the Montana Space Grant Consortium, a NASA-funded program. They're helping fill 24 balloons to measure temperature, pressure, and humidity under the shadow of the moon. Here's Doug Brueger, a mentor for the program.
In order to really understand the effect of the eclipse, we've been launching those radio sondes from three different sites on a transect that's across the path of totality, regularly every 6 hours for the past couple of days.
It's nearly 10:19 now, just 3 minutes before the partial eclipse begins. A family is putting on their eclipse glasses as the moon just touches the edge of the sun. Your son Grady explains.
There's a little bite out of it. It's just starting.
Nearby, physics student Lauren Spencer says that when totality strikes, Orion's belt will be visible.
I'm thinking that Venus and Mercury may be visible when we get to totality. I've never seen totality. So
pretty excited.
It's now 11:20, only 26 minutes from totality. A group of about 10 students and staff, along with other random visitors, are standing around, waiting. Some onlookers say the air is already starting to look different, almost purple.
It's getting cooler. I start to feel goosebumps coming up.
Yeah, the temperature and the light changing is just like nothing I've ever seen before.
It's almost like I don't have my eyes all the way open or all the way focused.
This is so cool!
Look how dark it's getting.
It's like sunset.
Oh
what?
My.
Oh, like a matter of seconds.
There it goes.
Oh, it's total. No,
look at it. Look at the sun without your glasses.
Oh my God.
Look at the sky.
That's insane.
Wow.
Go back. Go
I see
back.
Why people, I see why people chase eclipses now. Yeah, that's crazy.
You look dumbstruck.
I am.
Awesome. That's Amy McDonald. She's wiping tears from her eyes. Lauren Spencer is also wiping away tears.
I can't talk. They say different things will cause different people to become emotional. just the aspect that humans knew that was coming. The human mind is doing so much. You know, we're coming to understand the universe around us in ways we could never have imagined.
Although the town of Torrington was forced to accommodate an unusual number of people, Cooper McKim reports that offered Goshen County an economic opportunity.
On a sunny day in downtown Torrington, local businesses are getting ready for the solar eclipse. The H&R Block is one of them. Accountants there are selling original eclipse-themed t-shirts. There's a table outside with the black and white shirts hung up behind it in all sizes.
So what was the inspiration to make these shirts and sell them here?
Bills.
That's Sally Cole, a tax professional at the bank. She says she initially didn't plan on doing anything special for the eclipse.
And then we started hearing about all the activities and the people that are coming in. So thought we might as well try it.
The t-shirts show the eclipse with the words, "Where were you when the lights went out?" under it. Cole says they've been selling like hotcakes. H&R Blocks is one of the many businesses in town doing something special to benefit from all this attention. The solar event crosses the U.S. from Oregon to South Carolina and will be passing directly over Goshen County. Ashley Harpstreet is the CEO of the county's Economic Development Corporation. She says it's a unique opportunity for the town's economy, and it's coming at a good time. There's a statewide economic downturn, plus the local sugar beet factory is set to be closing soon. The factory has historically been considered the backbone of Torrington's economy. Harpstreet is confident people will find other jobs, but the town's going through a transition.
I'm really excited for these little stores to have a big boost of people coming in to buy their products and, you know, maybe making a lasting impression where they keep coming back to buy their products.
She says there could also be longer-term economic impact from increased tax revenue, lodging, gas, sales. Plus, Harpstreet hopes the festivities might attract new residents and business owners. More immediately, though, local businesses should enjoy a surge in sales from new visitors.
The expectations are, you know, our county population at least doubling, if not, you know, getting larger than that.
That's from 13 to 26,000 or more. All the hotels and B&Bs have been booked for weeks. Harpstreet says on Eclipse Day, Torrington is going to look completely different.
Right in the middle of where we are right now, between 20th and 21st, there'll be vendors lining the streets and different types of activities going on.
That includes bouncy houses, live music, and special food options from the restaurants. Elsewhere in the area, there's scheduled to be special horse trail rides, mud races with monster trucks, eclipse-themed cookies, car shows, and much more. At the largest winery in Wyoming, there's set to be a huge outdoor celebration. Patrick Zimmerer is with Table Mountain Vineyards and Winery, located in Huntley.
The name of our event, or I guess our event theme, is Total Eclipse of the Farm.
We'll have a concert with several local acts, a special wine on sale, and land for anyone to set up a campsite. Zimmerer says the event is actually becoming too popular.
We're kind of looking at ways to probably slow down registration, even slow down the tickets, because we don't want it to be a massive, crazy Woodstock.
Another business is also making preparations for their own eclipse festivities. Lindy Ellis is with Ellis Harvest Home.
We are planning a parking viewing cream can dinner event at the pumpkin patch and maze that our family runs on the day of the eclipse.
Ellis says it's the 10th anniversary for the maze, so her family made an eclipse-themed design with the sun, moon, and some stars. With much to look forward to, the county also has some concerns about how they're going to handle so many people. Many of the roads leading to Torrington and surrounding areas have only one lane. Plus, there's frequent trains passing through. Officials encourage visitors to be patient. The total eclipse will begin in Goshen County at 11:46 a.m., lasting 2 minutes and 1 second. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.
Torrington wasn't the only town that received an economic boost from the eclipse. Other towns in the path of totality, like Casper, had their own ways of benefiting financially from the huge crowds. A record number of locals used the home-sharing service Airbnb to accommodate visitors and cash in on the eclipse. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has the story.
Casper residents Josh Thompson and Rachel Shu are getting ready to welcome strangers into their home. I'm not the guest they're expecting. Instead, they've signed up to be hosts on the home-sharing website Airbnb.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Maggie. How are you? Come on in.
Yeah, thank you. The online service lets property owners rent out their spare bedroom, apartment, or entire home at a price of their choosing. Thompson says they hadn't heard of Airbnb until recently.
When I got wind that there was going to be a total solar eclipse and Casper would be in the path of totality something like 2 or 3 years ago, I had the idea that, I wonder if lodging will be, a problem.
Airbnb press secretary Jasmine Mora says Thompson isn't the only one to have that bright idea. She says along the path of totality, there's been a sharp increase in reservations for the days surrounding the eclipse. Mora says that spike has been the sharpest the night before the eclipse in Casper.
There'll be over 1,100 guest arrivals, and that's an increase of over 7,000% from the previous week.
Mora says this isn't completely unusual. During special events, when big crowds up the demand for lodging, more families may decide to rent out their space,
which really ensures that affordable options are available.
Because hotel inventories are fixed, the price of a room can skyrocket, and they can sell out quickly. Some of the few hotel rooms left in Casper are listed around $2,500 a night. Casper's Eclipse Festival executive director Anna Wilcox says when those prices started rising, local residents saw an opportunity. Wilcox says a lot of them wanted to make a little extra cash, while others saw it as a way to help as many people visit Casper as possible.
So it wasn't, you give me X amount of money and I'll vacate my house and stay with a neighbor or with a relative during the weekend, but somebody who said, I want to give somebody a true Wyoming experience, one that would be different than they would get at, say, a campground or in a hotel.
Wilcox says in order to help residents capitalize on the opportunity, they teamed up with the Natrona County Public Library to host Airbnb workshops.
200 people at a time came and sat, and we went through, here's how Airbnb actually works.
To become a host, you first create a listing, complete with a description of the property, photos, and a price. Then you set the availability and house rules, like no pets, no smoking, or no parties. Once it's posted, guests can find it by searching the website for a place that fits their needs and then make a reservation, like they would with a hotel. Wilcox says a lot of the listings for Casper have photos that resemble what some visitors might imagine the West to look like.
They're really Wyoming. Whether it's, deer and antler on the walls and the lodgepole furniture, I mean, there are so many things that would give them that true experience 100%.
Josh Thompson and Rachel Hsu don't have any deer or antler on their walls, but they did manage to book guests pretty quickly. However, Thompson says they wish they would have gotten their listing up sooner.
I think as more and more people found out about that as a possibility to make a little extra money, they did. And as a product of that, the market definitely deflated a bit. So we're at, I think we ended up getting ours at about $600 a night for three nights. So less than half of what we were hoping to get, but it's better than nothing. So
their guests will stay 3 nights at their house while they stay with family down the street. Hsu says some people might think the whole thing is too much of a hassle.
There are, a lot of people, though, who are, they're like, no, I would never do that. I would never rent my house out, not even for just a short few days. Too much work.
Hsu says it will take some time to clean up the house, clear out some of the closets and drawers, and board their dog. But they think it will be worth it, since they plan to use the money to fund some home improvement projects. Hsu and Thompson don't expect to go into the Airbnb business full time.
Maggie Mullen was in Casper on August 21st, where skies were clear and views in the path of totality were once in a lifetime.
It's the day before the eclipse, and downtown Casper is hard to recognize. Second Street has been closed off to traffic, and hundreds of pedestrians are checking out the food vendors and the many different kinds of eclipse swag being sold. Resident and vendor Brooke Hopkins says the most coveted item is going fast.
We still have some eclipse glasses left. Not many, but for $5, we have them.
On one corner, a map of the world has been set out where visitors can use pushpins to mark where they traveled from. Executive Director of the Wyoming Eclipse Festival, Anna Wilcox, says it's amazing to look at.
It really makes it real when you see that. When people said international or from everywhere, everyone rolled their eyes at us. You can actually look and see they are from everywhere.
Further down the street, Chapter's tattoo owner Craig Nigel is standing outside his shop. He says it's been a busy weekend, and a lot of people have taken advantage of his eclipse tattoo special.
We got like 5 or 6 sheets of flash designs. We just take them as they come. Got 4 artists throwing down ink in there. We've been doing, each of us have done at least 6 tattoos a day last 2 days.
Downtown's festivities go on late into the evening Sunday as more and more people make their way into Casper. The morning of the big day, Backwoods Distillery's parking lot is full of license plates from all over the country. Louisiana, Kansas, California, Maine, and a bunch from Colorado and Wyoming, too. On the distillery's front lawn, about 100 people have set up their blankets and lawn chairs. This was one of the few ticketed events in Casper. Visitor April Rosenthal says she didn't mind paying if she knew it meant she and her husband Paul would have a reserved spot. They're from Oregon, but April says they arrived in Casper extra early.
We've been here for a month waiting for the eclipse. We came here specifically for the eclipse. And I'm glad that we did because this is a great town.
Shortly after the first bite, when the moon touches the sun's edge, Paul pulls a colander out of his bag to look at how the shadows are changing.
See the crescents?
Oh, wow. So what would usually be a circle is now
a crescent.
Yes.
The eclipse is fast approaching totality, and the sun has shrunk down to a sliver. I join a group of friends that drove up that morning from Laramie. A couple of them have put on extra layers since temperatures have cooled. The air is buzzing, and some people are giddy.
I know, everybody
That's
is.
That's how I feel. It's like a nervous giggle. It's exactly how I feel.
This is crazy.
Totality is about a minute away, and the sky has darkened to a deep blue twilight.
It's happening.
It's eclipsing.
As the last bit of the sun's sliver shrinks away, the corona appears. Small beads of light dance around the sun before fading away, with the final bead brightening and expanding into the diamond ring effect.
Whoa! Oh, that's crazy.
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
We take off our glasses, and the moon is now a dark circle, and the sun a glowing white halo. The horizon is the color of a peach.
Like, look around, that's crazy. Look at the hot air balloon.
Pretty spectacular.
There's nothing to do but just look around in total awe.
This is so beautiful. Oh my God.
It is. It just turned to sunset all of a sudden.
Totality ends and we put our glasses back on.
Yeah, that was so cool.
For some of the eclipse viewers, it was a highly emotional experience.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. It made me cry. We didn't know if it was age or what.
Yeah. I'm like, is it this or is it age? Yeah. I don't know. I think it's because something that you'll see once in a lifetime.
April Rosenthal, the visitor who has been waiting for the eclipse in Casper for a month, says she and her husband are already making plans for the next one.
Once you see one, you gotta see another.
Is that what you're feeling right now?
Yeah, oh yeah, 2024, yeah.
Then somebody puts on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Fewer people are looking to the sky, but everyone is smiling. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And just like the eclipse, this episode of The Modern West is over far too soon, but we'll have a new episode on the third Tuesday of next month. In the meantime, you can find more stories and episodes at our new website, themodernwest.org. Isabel Zears produced the show, Anna Rader is our web editor, the theme music is by Jeff Troxell, and I'm Micah Schweitzer. The Modern West is a production of Wyoming Public Media.